The Mahawy Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, has received $114,000 in grants to further its community outreach and inclusion efforts. Plans call for discount youth tickets and expanded arts education programming. Executive Director Beryl Jolly says the theater is also pursuing expanded accessibility measures.
It's really part of our mission and our year-round intention to be as inclusive and welcoming with as great an access to our community as possible. So year-round programming specifically is intended to be here all 12 months of the year on stage and on screen, offering programming for year-round residents as well as second homeowners and visitors from around the country. And all of our efforts are intended to be as welcoming as possible to everyone.
Toward that end, the Mahawy just received a number of grants. Let's break those down, starting with the Fiegenbaum Foundation. What did you get from them, and how's it going to be used?
The Fiegenbaum Foundation was so generous with a $70,000 grant for 2019. It's going to allow us to expand our arts education programs, which we offer four or five programs every year for K through 12 students across Berkshire County and actually into Connecticut and New York State as well. We have a youth discount program that they support for us, which allows us to offer $15 tickets to everyone 30 and under to all of our live performances, as well as $10 tickets to all of our HD broadcasts for everyone who's 21 and under. And given the scale of the performers that we have, this support from the Fiegenbaum Foundation makes that youth pricing possible, and it's imperative to our mission to be offering opportunities for young people to see every one of our shows. We also are able to broaden into our digital marketing and support capital projects, which ties into one of the CPA grants we just received from the town of Great Barrington that will allow us to offer ADA access, easy access doors to the theater. So these all dovetail together.
I understand that's quite an undertaking given the age of the theater, which I believe just passed its 115th birthday?
Just about. We were built in 1905, so yeah, we're at 114 years and going strong, but the theater has, you know, 100 years and counting. It's been, it shows its wear, and we also, because of the restoration, we've come a very long way, but it takes constant maintenance to keep her in beautiful condition.
So the Mahawy also got a grant from the Berkshire Tacoma Community Foundation's Art Build Community Initiative, as well as the Barr Foundation. What's that going to go towards?
This is allowing us to really welcome new audiences to a number of live performances. We're working with Sandy Newman as the coordinator of that project, and we're able to partner with a number of nonprofits across South Berkshire County to make sure that residents are feeling welcomed, invited with complimentary tickets to some of our shows, pre-show and post-show receptions so they can socialize with us and with each other, have a chance to see shows that they might not have explored previously. And also, if there's transportation barriers, we want to make sure that we've addressed that issue as well. So this grant is making all of those aspects of an experience possible. And having the in-person connection is also a really important part of that.
Finally, the Massachusetts Cultural Council's Universal Participation Initiative has also given a grant to the Mahawy. Where's that going to go?
This is a statewide program that they are working on and to focus on inclusive design and accessibility aspects of theater and design within the theater itself in terms of ADA access and being mindful of signage and doors and all sorts of experiences for people with all different abilities, and also to make sure that we're inclusive with our outreach and approaches. So all of these align really beautifully towards both engagement and in terms of ease and comfort for the visitor.
As I understand it, part of your work with the Massachusetts Cultural Council involves working with its EBT program. Tell me about that.
It's another beautiful initiative on the part of the Massachusetts Cultural Council to make sure that those cardholders with EBT make sure they have access, use that card for culture as well as for food benefits. So a number of different organizations across the state have different opportunities. At the Mahawy, we were able to say that anyone with an EBT card can come to any monthly Mahawy movie and have four free tickets to that movie. So we offer movies every single month. We've just announced a new slate of titles, and if you have your EBT card when you come to the box office, we'll be able to offer those free tickets every month of the year.
What kind of work goes into securing grants across the broad spread you've put together here?
It's an ongoing effort, and I have a really talented and wonderful advancement team, and we're so appreciative of all these different community partners who help us share our work, and that goes across the county for everyone in the community. It's a combination of relationships and grant writing and the vision that ties together all these aspects of our mission with the generosity in this community from the foundation, from the Community Preservation Act of the town, from the different foundations, from the Massachusetts Cultural Council. There's a tremendous spirit of community here, and we're really so happy to be a part of it.
With this round of funding behind you, what are you looking to next for things that the Mehewi can do to remain inclusive and ever-growing?
We really appreciate audience feedback, and we're always available during the shows after the performances by email and on social media to hear requests of people for both different talent or ways we can make our experience better. I think that's a key aspect is the communication between audience and the staff here. Again, it is definitely an ongoing effort. We have about a $2.4 million budget, and half of that comes from contributed income. So it's a combination of supporters across the spectrum and makes a tremendous difference to allow us to do what we do. We bring such big names to a very small theater in a very small town, and it takes that alignment to do it all together.